melting pot on the corner selling rock. Preachers pray to God. Hail a gypsy cab, takes me down from Harlem to the Brooklyn Bridge. Someone sleeps tonight with a hunger.
Matt and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
What are things that are supposed to save you money but actually don't really save you money, according to experts? There's some stuff here that people think, oh, this, I'm going to do this because it's going to save me some money. Like driving to the cheaper gas station across town. And a lot of experts are like, well, listen, you know, it really depends on how far you're traveling, how much cheaper the gas is, and really if you value your time. It's not that, it's not worth it, basically.
I know you're going to. Very proudly.
I know.
Very proudly on Sunday. Drove across from one gas station to another, drove across the street at a very difficult intersection. Mm. Steveston Highway and number 5 Road in Richmond. Mm-hmm. Not as easy just to like scooch across. There's some finagling that has to be done to get from one gas station to the other. I did it to save 7 cents a liter. Do I feel good about it? Yes, I do. Boom. Victory.
Okay. Driving across the street. That's fine if that's the option is there. But generally speaking, people will drive like distances where you're burning gas to get cheaper gas. And it's also like, you know, how much do you, again, value your time? Now, that didn't take you very long. It was just across the street.
A couple of minutes to finagle it and stuff like that, but did it proudly.
I would drive 20 minutes to save 20 bucks.
But you don't save 20 bucks when you're filling up.
If you do fill up, though, if your tank is low and you drive someplace where it's like 157 like it was on the weekend.
Compared to what was the next closest option?
Like 189.
And how big is your tank?
Well, I filled up for 80 bucks, Nat, in Langley. And I was like so happy. I just about started to cry.
But you were in Langley. You were there.
Okay,
it was
I'm
like you would
saying,
drive to
I'm
Langley.
I'm just saying I would drive for 20 minutes to save 20 bucks.
Generally speaking, it has to be pretty exceptional. So say the experts for you to really actually save the money that you think you're saving. Okay, are we going to move on from gas?
I don't know. I think that it's so weird on the Lower Mainland, the gas prices, and they vary so much that we're not kind of the average. I really think that. And like for the average people in the study, of course, but it's so different. The prices are so different all over.
Sure. It's a sport for me, but we can move on to the next one.
Sure. I kind of love that.
Nat gravitates towards the most expensive gas. That's the one.
That's because I think it's designer.
That's right. That's
like,
right.
Give me, this is exclusive gas.
What else is a big scam?
Growing your own food. Apparently, growing, like, if you want to do it because, hey, this is like, it's a hobby, you love it, you love the way it tastes, all good things, but it ends up not being cheaper, they say, just because of the things that you need to do to buy to grow your own food, the setup cost for growing your own food, they say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nat, a bag of seeds, it's $1.50 to buy a bag of seeds for romaine lettuce.
I'm just saying.
And romaine lettuce is now what, like $6.99, $7.99 a head? For lettuce.
Maybe lettuce is the exception, but there's a lot of stuff where, you know, if you have to, for example, buy those beautiful steel, like planters, those huge ones that cost $1,000 to store your lettuce.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of lettuce to offset the cost of that.
What kind of an idiot would do that?
I love the phrase, if you have to buy.
Because I see them.
Beautiful.
People eat.
You can build them, though, out of wood.
People don't.
Okay.
Literally, my neighbor did across the street earlier this year. Yes. So what else should the...
Meal kits. And this one resonates with me. This is my downfall. Meal kits, like I use one. There's a local one and it's awesome. But the problem is, and this is where I fall down, is that you're like, you think if you use the meal kits that you won't order out as much or you, you know, but what ends up happening is you still don't want to make food at home.
Even when you have to just open the bags?
Well, sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes there is some chopping. And sometimes it says, you know, 30 minutes and I feel it takes me more like 45 or 50. So like last week, for example, I ordered 3 meals for the meal kits, right? So it's like 30 minutes or less. I made 1 out of 3 and then I had to strip mine the other 2 bags for the things that hadn't gone rotten. So there.
Strip mine.
So like, I'm like, okay, well, tomatoes are still okay, but like the pizza dough is just expanded into the fridge. It's like gassy. Like it's terrible.
This meal planning thing's really working out.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Where is the moment we need it the most?
You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. Tell me your blue skies fade to gray. Tell me your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care, no. You stand in the light just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile with the coffee to go. And tell me your life's been way off. You had a bad day, you take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie. You come to back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
Is Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
This is Fraud.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell. Peace of mind. Just got better.
This is Pam.
Congratulations.
This is Spam.
Congratulations.
Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell. Peace of mind. Just got better.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Did you know that Shania was performing in nightclubs when she was like 8? Truly shocking. Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, or Boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlvision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
Attention Vancouver! Seasons Retirement Communities is now proudly serving you as Seasons Arbutus and Seasons Westbrook Village. Discover a thrilling environment where seniors can stay active, continue learning, and enjoy independence. Visit SeasonsRetirement.com to learn more today.
It's Canada's turn on F1's World Tour of Speed.
Side by side!
This is Formula One at its absolute finest.
It's a hat-trick of wins for Max Verstappen in Montreal!
The Canadian Grand Prix, Sunday, June 15th on TSN and CTV.
The Big Check event is on now at Sport Check. From June 5th to 18th, shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Callum, Sarah, I heard you had something for me.
You're going to like it.
Everyone is going to like it.
Okay, what is it?
You know how we get engagement ring prototypes from all the top designers?
Yes, but that's not new.
They're finished.
But it is new. We have 8 exciting new engagement rings.
Plus 2 that are super exciting.
We call it the Top 10 Collection.
Are they elegant?
Extremely elegant.
Dazzling?
Delightfully dazzling.
Affordable?
Amazingly affordable.
8 exciting engagement rings?
Yes, plus 2 that are super exciting.
Michael, come and take a look at the Spence Top 10.
You really want to see the Spence Top 10.
Do you know who should come and see them?
Who?
Everyone who is in love.
It is good to be in love.
Extremely elegant, delightfully dazzling,
and amazingly affordable.
I love this place.
I love this place too.
That makes 3 of us.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $40 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously, includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
It's back. And it's big. Monster Days at Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments. We're roaring for the whole month of June with all sorts of in-store and online specials. And 6 months no-interest financing. Plus, special events every Saturday, including half-price rental day and customer appreciation day. Monster Days, all month long, only at Long & McQuaid.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
Go to longandmcquaid.com to find out more.
It's the Nat and Drew Show Weekender. Move
103.5.
Today's best variety.
Move 1035. 1035. 1035.
I don't want to grow, baby. I don't want to grow too over for my time. The night is young, the moonlight's wasting. Living for our city and it's Friday.
About a gold digger test. So a woman tells Reddit that she was feeling pretty good about a date. It was a first date with this guy. It was had a really good connection. And then he performed a test to see if she is a gold digger. The 29-year-old woman says that they were at this cafe having a really great time. He's 31. They had a lot of things in common. They were set up. Actually, it wasn't even through Tinder or whatever. It was a setup, like old school, through a mutual friend. Anyway, as the bill comes, instead of splitting it, which she thought the plan was, the guy said to her, he handed it to her and said, would you mind picking up the check? And she said, oh, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. And then he... according to her, gets a big smile on his face and says, congratulations, you passed the test. You're not a gold digger.
That's what he said?
Yes, that's what she says he said.
Oh, my gosh.
And she went, oh, my gosh, what is going on?
Yeah.
And that was it. They haven't had a date since. She's blocked him. She told her friend, I want nothing to do with this guy. He keeps reaching out. And she's like, no, like, this is like the idea. Like, I don't care that you've been burned in the past. This is ridiculous.
100%. I mean, he must be so devastated. He found somebody to pass the test and now she won't take his calls.
The one woman that's not a gold digger. It's weird. It's weird. I just don't understand. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've been married for a really long time, so I haven't dated in a really long time. I just sort of always assumed that whomever asked the person out is the person that's going to pay, or you've established ahead of time that you're going to be splitting the bill.
Sure. And I just, also, it's just, I'm sure there are lots of people that have these unspoken tests or these flags or things that they look for when they're out on a first date, particularly a first date with somebody. You don't, like, congratulate them out loud once they've passed or a test or hit a marker or something like that. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on what level does that... He must have never had anybody pass the test before. This was the first time he used it. Because I can't imagine anybody responding positively to that. Oh, congratulations, you passed the gold digger test.
No.
Oh, yay! Pity for me! Like, who's going to say that?
I think it says an awful lot about him. Like, I know plenty of people that would have said no. Actually, I won't pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed on splitting it.
Well,
is that what they agreed on?
It seems she was expecting to, the way she writes it is she was expecting to split the bill.
Yeah.
She kind of just thought, whether there was an actual verbal agreement or she was just expecting. That would have been my red flag, is if he had picked, like, something that I'm thinking, like, we're just going to split this, and all of a sudden he hands it to me and says, would you mind picking this up? I'd be like, without an explanation as to why.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah.
I don't have my phone. I don't have Apple Pay. I have nothing. I'm totally like, there need to be some reason why all of a sudden the plans seem to have changed.
I agree. And so, for me, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Like, what's your scam?
Yeah. Like, you're just here to get the free pastries and you're going to ghost me? Not today, sir.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 1035.
You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now. Cause I want you.
It's hard to say I'm sorry.
the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
Is it okay to keep photos from past relationships? A woman is asking Reddit after she says that her boyfriend actually gave her his laptop to look at some photos. It was like just like some, they were going through some photos, but one popped up of her boyfriend and his ex, and it was quite an affectionate photo. And she said, like, she was just surprised that it was there, and that, and she's like, you know, I'm not mad, but I'm just wondering why he has it. And then she was thinking of maybe suggesting that, you know, he puts like some of those sorts of photos in a file so that she won't have to see them. But she was kind of just like, is this normal? Do people keep photos of past relationships?
Yeah, I think it's normal. I mean, don't have them up on the family photo wall, but I think it's totally okay. I also get like not having them, if they're digital photos, not having them in a place that's easily accessible to your partner, your current partner, as the trend goes. maybe put it somewhere else, a different separate folder. I do get that aspect, but yeah, I've got, don't we all have photos from previous relationships?
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah, I mean, I am a little jealous. I tend to be a little bit jealous. So I think that,
so you burned all of Steve's?
Well, I think I was pretty clear to him that I didn't really want those around. And you know, I've gotten older and wiser, and now I don't think it was such a big deal, but I understand that she was like, ouch, because there's just a little pinch there, right? That just happens.
If you're just swiping through digital photos and you find it, I get it. I do get it. All of mine are printed, like old school photos that are in an album, in a storage box, in a garage. There is no way my wife is going anywhere near those storage boxes. She will never stumble upon them. Not that there's anything like she'd be shocked and horrified to find. There's just pictures of me with other people. But I do get, in a digital age, it is something else that you need to be aware of.
Yes.
That as you're flying through 70,000 photos, probably best that they're not just mixed in with all the rest.
Yeah, I actually think, because we were going through some stuff, I feel like it wasn't that long ago that like Brett handed me an album, and it like in that album was just like my ex-boyfriend, and there was just stuff in like the photos that he's seen or whatever. They're not on display, but I do have, I mean, at some point, like we have had albums out that if you actually were to pull them out of a bookshelf and you went far enough back, there were just parts of my life or parts of his life before us. But again, also the photos, most of them were just the other person in them. They're like not super affectionate necessarily. They weren't photos of like making out.
Those photos are elsewhere. Not in the
I've never taken photos of me making out with someone else. Like that was never a thing that I did.
Well, what about a kiss? Like, of course.
I don't even know if I have, like, I have my wedding photos of Brett and I kissing.
Otherwise, no photos of you kissing anybody exist anywhere?
I don't think so. Do you guys have a lot of photos of yourself kissing other people?
I think over time with each relationship, there were probably a couple.
I think I definitely, if I flipped through my phone right now, I'd find some pictures of my wife and I kissing from early days. Absolutely.
I don't think Brett and I even have, oh my gosh.
Have you ever even kissed Brett other than your wedding day?
And did you then?
Yes.
Proof. We want proof.
Show us.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Squinting through bright days? That's a no. Struggling with glare? Also, no. What about sunglasses over regular glasses? Big no. But prescription sunglasses from Pearle Vision? That's a huge yes. They're a must-have for enjoying the sun in style. Choose from designer frames like Ralph Lauren, Coach, Michael Kors, and more. Arrange an eye exam at pearlevision.ca and get 40% off lenses. Some restrictions and exclusions may apply. See participating stores for details.
One night, one city, one live stream you don't want to miss. Khalid headlines Billboard Canada The Stage at North by Northeast, June 12th.
Khalid!
Can we just...
Presented by iHeartRadio. With performances by rising star Akilah and more. And iHeartRadio is streaming it live from Toronto.
What's up, guys? It's Khalid.
Show me where you love it.
Watch on the iHeartRadio CA YouTube channel. It's free, exclusive, and it's only from iHeartRadio.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Don't miss the epic grand finale of Crystal. The unbelievable show that has enchanted millions worldwide is ending its journey on ice. This is your last chance to be amazed by a unique and exhilarating show. Crystal by Cirque du Soleil. Join us for the last time in Vancouver, June 4th through 8th at Pacific Coliseum. Get your tickets at CirqueDuSoleil.com before it's too late. Crystal thanks its presenting partner, Sun Life, and its official partners, Air Canada and MasterCard.
Could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced. Very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on Earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to xrove.ca. That's xrove.ca.
xrove.ca. xrove.ca. I'll see you there.
Real Canadian Superstore's forecast calls for berry sweet days ahead. This week, 2 pounds of strawberries are only $5.88. Snack on juicy sweetness and bask in the glow of low prices at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Color is a language.
Color is a language.
Blue speaks of youth, sincerity, truth, and spirituality. It speaks of the heights of the heavens and the depths of the sea.
A blue diamond would look fabulous in your engagement ring.
The color of your diamond announces who you are.
Red is the color of fire and life, energy and determination. But mostly it speaks of passion.
What about pink?
Soft, light, and quiet red. Pink is the color of romance, joy, sexuality, and love.
Pink diamond is lovely and exotic.
What does yellow mean, Sarah?
Yellow is sunshine, happiness, and light-hearted energy. Yellow is spontaneous and cheerful.
Is yellow the kind of color that would buy a sailboat and sail around the world?
Maybe.
Created in the heart of a miniature star, Spence has diamonds that are pink, yellow, and blue.
Which is the color for you?
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
What is today's best variety? It's this.
Today's best variety, Move 1035.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear. I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark. Let me take you past the satellites.
time to turn up today's best variety on the weekend.
Move 1035.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Just have to admit that but it's all coming back to me when I touch you like this. I hold you like that. It's so hard to believe.